This is Housebound. I'm Chris.
I'm Holly.
I'm Ashlyn.
I'm Greg.
And you're invited.
Welcome to Housebound, a podcast we made because we needed company. In it, we talk about things that are on our minds, and today we're talking about tattoos, or rather, tattoo ideas, because I think for a large percentage of us, we might not end up getting any of them. First of all, we need to do the preliminary question, which is, do any of you have any tattoos? If so, now is a great time to divulge.
Yeah, I've got one right here.
That was really great for the captive audio audience.
I know, right?
So that was a joke.
Right where, Chris?
I don't think Chris
no,
has
I
any.
No, I actually do not.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I was thinking about getting a hair tattoo on like the back of my neck. No, I'm just...
I've had a hair tattoo before, but I do not have any real tattoos.
What? Did you get microblading?
Yeah, like she just did a design in my hair. When I was in grade 9, I shaved off all my hair to raise money for cancer.
Yeah.
Cancer research. Anyways, not the actual cancer, because that would be
you
weird.
Wanted to support
what does it
when
need
people
money
support
for?
Cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, hey, help support cancer. No, thank you.
It's having a hard time right now.
Anyways, I shaved off all of my hair, and then as it grew back, I did lots of different hairstyles, and I got a hair tattoo a few times. It's fun.
Really?
Yeah, it just grows out. You gotta do it again.
So the hair tattoo? Oh, okay. What is a hair tattoo? Let's start there, because I think my idea of a hair tattoo and what you're actually meaning are two different things.
A hair tattoo is just a design that is done on a shaved head. So like...
With
like
clippers.
With clippers, or sometimes they might use like a razor blade or whatever. They work with. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So your canvas is a freshly shaved head with just enough stubble left on it to like shave away parts straight down to the skin so that the bare skin becomes what the ink would be
gotcha.
In a normal tattoo.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah. When I was thinking hair tattoo, I was thinking microblading, like what you get on your eyebrows, which is an actual tattoo to fill in your eyebrows, but it's done
That'd
using
be great.
This technique. Where instead of using an actual, like, thick tattoo gun, they just make tiny little cuts.
Right, yes.
To make it look like hair. So what hair tattoo design did you get?
Oh, I don't know. Some like, tribal thing. I don't remember. I was grade 9, man. I'm 32 now. But when I was bald, my sisters would draw on my head, like, on my scalp, Sharpie tattoos.
Yeah.
Because that was fun.
Dear.
So that may have affected my brain chemistry.
Yeah. I, as a kid, just had those, like, the tattoos that you just use water on, you know, and then you take
those.
And then it peels away slowly during the day. Or
and
you wake up
awful.
The next morning and you're like, oh, it's gone, you know, and so.
Instead, it's all over my sheets.
Yeah.
You've got like the Sparky the fire dog, and he's like missing his head the next day, and you're like,
It was more like a Power Ranger, but the same basic principle.
Greg, too cool for Sparky the fire dog.
Too cool. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so Chris, no tattoos at this point.
Correct.
Would you ever get a tattoo?
Well, you never answered.
Oh, okay. Let's do that first. Do I have any tattoos? No. Would I ever get a tattoo? Potentially, but it would have to be the right situation. But first, I'm curious. Chris, as a fellow non-tattooed person, would you ever get a tattoo?
I'm mostly just curious. Would the right situation be you're in a tattoo parlor?
I was thinking the right situation is like fall down drunk. Like, like, what does the right situation mean?
Under the right circumstances.
Like, how much wine have you had?
No, what I was thinking of, if one of the I think one of the things that I like about tattoos is that you can use them to as like a demonstration of something important to you. Mm-hmm. And so I'm hesitant to get a tattoo just like of my own volition, but I think if somebody wanted to get tattoos with me, like matching tattoos, that I would be more inclined. So that is the said situation.
Gotcha.
I agreed with another person to get matching tattoos.
To answer your question, like, gun to my head, sure, like, put a tattoo on me. Like, I'm not...
But that's the only right situation for Chris, is a gun to his head.
It's a figure of speech. This isn't supposed to be a very dark and depressing podcast series, but, I don't know. I'm just very uninterested in tattoos. I did grow up in a household and community with the mindset that tattoos were... I want to say a negative thing, but that doesn't really simplify all the conversation around it. But I guess it'll have to do for the podcast today. It's just and so I think maybe part of that has informed my feelings on it. But I don't have a desire to get one. Mm-hmm. Would I get one? No, probably not. But if I was required to get one, I guess we would look at the situation in which that would be. I guess it would be like with anything. If you were required to do it, would you do it?
Yeah.
I don't know that it's life or death. It's just not something like, mm-hmm. I probably also wouldn't get a piercing. And so I feel about the same way.
Just as a side note, both of you have said things that have made me think of post-apocalyptic like worlds. Like if I was required to get a tattoo or getting a tattoo on my own volition, it's always your own volition. Unless somebody holds you down and tattoos you, like...
Which sounds challenging to begin with.
Yeah, you probably couldn't get quite the right barcode if someone was squirming.
Well, and, like, I think that that's what I mean. I think that I'm thinking ahead to a potential future, which doesn't have to be post-apocalyptic, but is one of those situations that everybody is always constantly worried about, that, oh, our ID cards are going to be microchipped into our wrists, so we're going to be trackable wherever we are, and the government is going to need to know where we are. And I'm like, okay, devil's advocate, if that happens, you know, like, I guess then I wouldn't have much say in whether or not I could get the tattoo in the first place. So maybe it's a non-starter, but you're right. You're right.
So Chris is against 5G.
Ashlyn, it affects our brain chemistry. It gets into our brains and affects it.
No. That's just Sharpie. Yeah.
Anyways, that's my short but long answer.
Nice. Yeah. So Holly, would you get a tattoo?
Yeah. Oh, totally. I just never have the money for it. I've thought about it many, many, many times. I really enjoy the individualistic self-expression that is tattoos and piercings. I do have
Are you an artist my nose by pierced chance?
And I oh, maybe a little. I don't know. But, like, I do have my nose pierced, and I have multiple times stretched my ears far enough that, like, they're noticeably stretched, but not so far that I can't bring them back. Mm-hmm. And so I would totally, absolutely get a tattoo, but I always look at the cost. Like, I figure out something that I want, and I really, really like it, and I really, really want it, and then I look at the cost per hour, usually, is tattoos, and cost per hour, and you go and talk to somebody and they're like, this is going to take like 15 hours to do because it's intricate or it's awesome or whatever. And I'm like, well, that's half my rent. I think I'll pay rent instead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what if you had something like universal basic income that would supplement that rent? Maybe that's a story for another time.
Let's put it on record that I would definitely use extra money if I had extra money to get a tattoo.
Okay, Greg, you're up next. Would you get a tattoo?
Probably not.
Why?
probably because of the vocation that I'm headed in potentially could cause it so that I would be disqualified if I had a tattoo. So so if I were to be a pastor, there are some churches that would be very opposed to that. Now, if I were to get a tattoo, it would probably be the same one that there's a Canadian preacher called Bruxy Cavey that he has. I think it's great. He has tattooed this verse reference. He has Leviticus 19:28 tattooed on his arm, which is the verse.
I don't know that reference off the top of my head, but can I assume that it's a reference to thou shalt not tattoo your body in any way?
Pretty much. Yes.
Okay, great.
I mean, it's a little longer than that, but yeah, essentially that's what it is. You shall not make any cuts on your body for the dead or tattoo yourselves. I am Yahweh.
Oh, dear.
So he has that on his arm. And I think that's great because it's a great conversation starter. He generally is able to be like, yeah, this is what the verse says. And then people are very puzzled at that point because they know he's like a preacher and they're like, don't you honor God's word? And so then that allows him to be able to talk about how, well, yeah, that was the law back then in Leviticus. But today, you know, under the new covenant, Jesus is the, has kind of set aside those laws, and so that people of all nations can be a part of his family. It's no longer a cultural thing. And so, yeah, so it's kind of, it's, he uses it as, it's a little tongue in cheek, but essentially that's, and I enjoy that. It gave me a chuckle when I heard that he had done that. So, and I think that's a lot of the times that's usually the verse that's used by people in more traditional churches to say, well, we can't do this. But I mean, the problem is that like right before that, it says like, well, you shall not round off the hair on your temples or mar the edges of your beard. And I think
everybody trims their beard.
Many people who fail at that today. So
including Greg.
Yeah. especially me.
So, Greg, what we're hearing is that you would not get a tattoo. But if you were to get a tattoo, it would be just straight up, you get a meme tattooed on you.
A meme?
No. Yeah. No, I want, if I had a tattoo, it would have to be something that's like a conversation starter that's meaningful and not just sort of, I don't know. If it's too personal at that point for me, it becomes, I mean, it's okay, but then it's, I think I like that idea of a conversation starter. Mm-hmm. And also like one of the advices that my parents had, because they were like, they don't have tattoos, but they were like, you could get a tattoo, but just make sure that when you're 80 years old and you look down at that tattoo, that you're okay with it, you know, that you're able to, cause some people will get a tattoo and like, it does not age well. So, yeah.
Oh yeah. Or like, so I also think that if you're going to get a tattoo, you have to think about where you want it pretty specifically, because if you want to change careers in life, like when you're 20 and you're like, oh, I want a tattoo and I'm going to get a whole sleeve of them or whatever, and it doesn't matter where I work, and then you get limited later in life and you need to change careers or move up in your career or something like that, and you run into like just opposition simply because of how you look, like you chose to look like that, so like you almost can't complain. Like that's their heart problem, that they don't choose you because of your skills in, like, rather than your looks, and like that's a whole other issue,
right?
But you have to know that there are consequences for your actions. Like,
sure,
I'm never gonna get a face tattoo or a neck tattoo. Like, I would want it to be somewhere that likely I could cover it up if I was going to be in company that would be offended by it, because I don't want it to offend other people. Like, that's not the reason I want to get a tattoo. I want to get a tattoo to express who I am, probably, or something that is important to me. And so, like, where you have it, I think is really important.
What I find interesting about the where you have it argument is that if you want to get a tattoo for Greg's reasons, which is like a conversation starter, then it needs to be somewhere people can see. But if you want to be able to cover it up for certain situations or whatever, so it's not super, super public.
The arm like is a great face, spot. It's good.
Then you need to be able
you
to
hide. You can
just
wear long sleeves.
Yeah. Just commit to long sleeves.
Or on like a calf or something, you can just wear pants if you need to.
Yeah.
Like limbs are pretty good.
Believe it or not, I was on the radio once in a discussion about this very topic.
What?
Of whether or not businesses should be allowed to judge a potential employee based at any point upon their appearance, like who they looked as, like how their actual natural body was, but like things like piercings and tattoos. I think they were talking specifically about tattoos, and they had the lines open for people to call in and comment. And
so, sorry, just to clarify, they weren't talking about race or something that you can't change. They were talking about specific lifestyle choices that you could change to get or not have.
Specifically, they were talking about people that have things like face tattoos or big arm tattoos or very visible tattoos are being told to cover them up. And should there be a precedent for that? Should that be illegal, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? What are the ramifications of it? It was just an open discussion. Nobody came to any conclusions. But at that point, I was a server at a restaurant. That was my job. And I worked alongside other people that had, I don't think I worked alongside anybody that had like a ridiculous piercing of any sort, but there were people that had shoulder and tattoos down their arms, maybe not a full sleeve, but very prominent tattoos. And it seemed to be a very common thing, whether that was because like the industry attracts people that are like that because they don't care if the person behind the bar has a tattoo, so that's where people gravitate, or if it just happened to be that most people I worked with had tattoos and I was the odd one out. I don't know. But my opinion on it was, in a society that we are so concerned with a freedom of expression for things like gender and physical appearance, like we should be able to do whatever we want. It's kind of weird that there's a discussion happening about whether or not it's acceptable to judge based on something like a tattoo, because and maybe this is just me, but I would perceive the discussion around gender or like gender expression, I'm talking about gender expression, not like male or female pay equality, like gender expression or the way that you decide to shave or color your hair or pierce your body or tattoo your body or augment yourself in whatever, dress however you want, all those conversations surrounding those topics. And then suddenly people are starting to be worried that maybe their dentist has a tattoo on their face. And it's like, yeah, I mean, it's a little bit odd, but is it the oddest thing that we deal with?
Yeah. I think most companies' policies at this point are tattoos are okay as long as nothing that you have tattooed on your body goes against the company's values. Like if you have something obscene or inappropriate or something that is against the company's values tattooed visibly on your body in a place where other people can see, it's going to be the same as if you had a t-shirt with that on it. They're going to say like, nah, don't wear that at work or keep that covered up. So let's break it down to specific tattoo ideas. Does anyone have any specific ideas of something that they would love to get tattooed? Or would just be interesting?
Nothingness.
Nothingness? That's what you would tattoo?
A black hole.
Yeah.
There are quite a few. I've seen some cool like Marvel tattoos that people have got on themselves.
Something super nerdy.
I have seen some pretty cool minimalistic designs of, usually it's something Star Wars related. Probably something like, there was an artist or a few artists out there that were doing Calvin and Hobbes style artwork
fun!
With different characters. So they turned Hobbes into Chewbacca and Calvin into Han Solo, and we'd be like walking across a log together, just, yeah, you know, Bill Watterson style cartoon. And like something like that really piques my interest and makes me go, I wish I had like a magnet or a pin or like something, like a piece of art for the wall that looked like that. Very rarely do I think, oh, that would be really cool to get that put on me, because I think it's cool for a season, but I'm always worried that I'm going to fall out of love with it. So
yeah,
maybe that's same reason that Greg's parents were, the same angle Greg's parents were coming from. It's like, you might think it's cool now, but what about later? Maybe you won't. And it's like, it's fair. It's a fair thought. So,
well, especially pop culture reference ones. Like, I have some pretty cool, like, Spirited Away characters that I would love, like the little Soots. I don't know if any of you are familiar, but they're so cute. And like, so I would love, and I've seen lots of people have them like behind their ears or on their shoulder blades or something like that. And I love it. And I would totally do that. But like, really, it's, and I will likely love the movie forever, but it is very pop culture-y and it will fall out of style. And like, I don't know if I would want something that will fall out of style that's on me forever, but I don't know. Like, I've also seen things that are like, like verse references, which I assume that I'm going to believe what I believe for my whole life.
Yeah.
However, I also know people that, like, there are people that convert to Christianity or decide to not be a Christian anymore, right? So like, there's no certainties in life. We there should no all just fall in into life, the void.
Death and taxes.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a good tattoo right there. That's what Chris
gets tattooed. Where are you getting that tattoo, Chris?
Right on his chest.
Oh dear.
I do think that like tattoos that like symbolize something rather than are just like cultural references or things that you like, an author, like a favorite book series that you might love or things like that, where that can change.
Yeah.
I think things that are symbolic of what has occurred in your life or something that you've learned, like those things, I think can carry meaning that carries forward through the years. It's potential to that you might unlearn something, but generally I feel like a lot of life is building up on the blocks rather than dismantling.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Like with my, when I said like I would get a tattoo with somebody else, I'm not sure if I would ever get a tattoo with a friend, but I would get it. Well, who I've talked about that with is with one of my brothers, because no matter what happens, he's always going to be my brother. Like anything could happen in this world and he would still be my brother. So I don't feel like that tattoo would lose its value. Even if that relationship goes sour, it's always going to be someone who's important to me because he's my brother. So I think in situations like that, or life experiences, something you went through in the past, particularly, that's always going to have happened to you. It'll always be part of your story, no matter how your life shifts after that. So I definitely agree with you there, Greg.
Devil's advocate. But I'm curious, what if he straight up murders you?
Well, I don't think the tattoo really matters anymore then.
Yeah, I guess so. Never mind.
Nobody else is seeing that.
I rescind my question.
Soundstripe.com
is a royalty-free music licensing site that boasts an enormous collection of not just music, but premium quality stock video and studio-grade sound effects, perfect for any creative project you're working on. With over 200 new songs alone being added to the site each month, Soundstripe's commitment to quality ensures that you'll be getting the best selection of music every time you search. Try it for free today. And when you're ready to get creative, receive 10% off your first monthly or annual subscription when you use our unique promo code HOUSEBOUND10 at checkout. That's HOUSEBOUND10. Thanks for listening.
So, Holly, you're interested in potentially getting a tattoo. If somebody gives you, I don't know exactly how much tattoos cost, but I'm assuming that if you have $1,000, you have basically free reign without getting like a massive piece of art. Right. What tattoo do you get with $1,000 gift certificate to a tattoo parlor?
Oh man.
Does it have to be just one?
No, not necessarily.
Oh goodness, that's much harder. So when I was in high school, I designed a tattoo myself.
Cool.
That each piece of it had some symbolic meaning that I really cared about. And so overall, it was like a teardrop shape because water represents life. And then it had an orchid, which is my favorite flower. And it was also supposed to represent beauty, which I really struggled with when I was in high school, about how other people perceived me and how I perceived myself. And then I wanted within the, like, if I was to redesign it now, it would be a little bit more 3D. And like the water droplet would be like half full, maybe with like a wave coming up to make the tall side of the water droplet. And when I designed it originally, it had like a little Jesus fish jumping out of the water because Christ is very important to me. And then it also on one side had the sun coming out from some clouds to just represent the hope that I had both in Christ and that my life was going to be something that I wanted to live.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if it had anything else. I think I still have the page that I designed that on. And cool. I would definitely take it to an artist that works in the medium of tattooing because they're amazing, and then have them like take those aspects and redesign them, because it would always be something so much better than what I could come up with. But
yeah, I was just saying, from what you were describing, that sounds like it would be very big to get, well, maybe not very big, but it would have to be large enough to get some of the details with all that in there. Yeah. And then also could be very messy. Like in my mind, I'm seeing these images, probably not the way you've drawn them. And I'm thinking, that looks like a disaster. Like that looks like those like those tattoo shows where somebody shows up and is like, I really regret this. Can you please fix this tattoo for me? Like it just looked like one of those, somebody had a good idea once, but it wasn't a well thought out idea kind of situation. So I don't assume it can't be made to look really good, but it just sounds like it's just like a cluster of images just like kind of thrown together and be like, oh, that looks pretty.
I can show you it later.
Dear. Unlike Chris, I think it sounds beautiful.
Oh, thanks. And I always imagined getting it just under the base of my spine so that it could be covered up with a tall shirt, but shown off like if you go swimming or something like that.
Yeah. So my one tattoo idea that I liked, and I don't think this is one that I truly don't think I'll ever get. I think it was just a good idea. I grew up particularly my teen years, in a blended family, where we were two families and now we're one. And so how I explained that to some of my friends was I was like, well, it's kind of like our family was, whole set of dishes and then we lost a few, but we had this other half set that looked, you know, and it was also missing a few, and you can see when you look at it that it's missing some of the dishes. But when you put them together from a faraway view, it looks like a full set of dishes. Like everything fits, you have all the cups, bowls, and saucers, but then you step up closer to it and you realize the china doesn't match. But it's still functional, you know, and it's still beautiful in its own unique way. So what I wanted to get was a teacup and saucer, just because I think that's cute, but have the china, the pattern of the china and the coloring be different between the teacup and the saucer. So they have like a different sort of a pattern to them, and have like the teacup kind of like hovering over or like just touching the saucer. But that would need to be a bigger piece. So I was thinking of getting it maybe on like the top of my shoulder or something like that. That would be easy to show off, but also easy to cover up. But the thing with what I have with back tattoos is you can't actually see it yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, fair. Yeah.
You can't, like, it's not like it's a reminder to you anymore, because the only people who can actually see it without looking in a mirror or a photo is other people.
Yeah, that's fair. I just always think that like with mine, it would have a just a top piece that would just barely show on the base of my neck. And so it would just always like you would just, I don't know, you'd just always be able to touch it and know that mm-hmm. it's there, even though it doesn't feel any different.
Yeah.
But yeah, it you can't see it. So that's fair. I would probably spend a lot of time looking in two mirrors, making yeah. sure that it was still awesome.
Yeah. I think if I were to get like a more artistic, not just like a text tattoo, like simplistic, like if you gave me $1,000, because normally that means that it's going to be some sort of like a picture mm-hmm. and not just like a super simple symbol or something like that. Like I would probably end up picking something from there's a project called Bible Project, and they've created like artistic videos that like represent biblical themes and stories and images and mm-hmm. stuff. So I probably would get one from one of theirs.
Oh, that's interesting.
I just sent in our group chat. Our listeners won't be able to see it, but I'll try to describe it. But essentially, like, this is one of their like last scenes in one of their Whoa. Videos called Tree of Life video, epic. Where essentially it is a video that carries through the theme of starting from the Garden of Eden, where there was the Tree of Life that God created to grant life to people, but then Adam and Eve ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil instead, and so then we're banished from the garden. And the biblical narrative is essentially about trying to get, how does God get humanity back into the garden? And so the picture that's shown is essentially, it's a garden with like a river that runs down the middle, and that river comes from this like glowing tree of life essentially. But prefigured in the middle of it is like a flaming light, which is in the shape of a cross. And so that kind of represents how through Jesus's death and sacrifice, he's been able to bring back humanity into relationship with himself. And so, yeah, something like that, that is kind of also symbolizes like hope that yeah. like no matter what the world looks like, I can kind of like look to that. Mm. So, and I just love how Bible Project is able to create, like, I think bring back artistry to Christianity, because I think we lost it, at least Protestants have lost it, because we've sort of like withdrawn from church and cathedral and like that kind of thing, where that used to be a really big prominent part. And so something like that. I think there's so many cool artists out there who create like amazing works, and so I would probably pick something along those lines that has yeah. like significant meaning. And like for myself, like yeah, I could lose my faith, and that's yeah very real worry that could end up happening. But at the same time, I know that it has been very meaningful, the narratives in the Bible mm-hmm. that have impacted my thinking and have shaped who I am. So yeah, something like that would be really cool.
That's really neat.
Sometimes after I give blood, I feel like I've had a tattoo because a giant needle has been stuck into me.
The bore of that needle is significantly larger than what they use to tattoo deer.
Yeah, I know. It just, like, when it happens, I kind of sit there and go, yeah, tattoos, they stick you repeatedly with a needle. And it's just like, it's a thought that always just like pops into my mind.
Yeah.
And then right back out. And I usually don't think about it again. But we were sitting here chatting and I had my hands on my knees. And so when Greg was talking about having a tattoo on your arm, I just kind of like looked down at the insides of my arm. And Holly and I just gave blood recently, so I still have the mark from the needle. And that actually leads me to think of, we were talking about, or Ashlyn, you were talking about getting something that had some significant meaning to mm-hmm. you that maybe wasn't pop culture related, but would be an everlasting reminder of something. And I have, not unlike tattoos, I do have a few very specific scars on my legs mm-hmm. from different accidents that I had as a kid. But as much as those accidents were like terrifying in the moment, I do, every time I see those scars, immediately remember, I don't know if I'm just imagining the feeling all over again yeah. and I don't mm-hmm. actually feel it, or if I actually am remembering the feeling. You know how like when you look at an old photograph and it's like, I was 1 year old. Yeah. I don't remember this at all, but I feel like I remember it. Like, yeah. So there's that dissociation between the two different kind of feelings. But I see the scar on my leg and I remember that incident. And I remember the reaction that, let's say, my mom had to me coming back and being like, this thing happened. And just like the emotion of the incident and the people that immediately were involved with that incident. And I think that's a pretty cool thing. I wouldn't recommend everybody go run out and get yourself a scar just for like a free guilt-free tattoo or something. but like it's not unlike that, right?
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's a really good analogy for like how tattoos can carry memories or thoughts or experiences with us. Yeah. So, Chris, you're not going to get a tattoo yourself, not because you don't think they're cool, but just because you don't feel comfortable with them. Would you be okay if your kid got a tattoo?
If I had a kid and they decided they wanted a tattoo,
I could just see Holly just like smirking in the background.
Well, I would.
That's okay. I'll tell you why I'm smirking before he gives his answer. Because when I talk about, oh, I should get a tattoo, he makes a face like he's just eaten raw onion. Ugh. Like, why would you? Like, that's just so unnecessary. Like, that's those. He doesn't say those things. He just makes that face.
with any decision that a child of mine might make, whether it be physical or mental or relationship related or any of the above, I would hope that they would consider a lot of the same things that we've talked about here, about what is the meaning of that to you? What is it going to look like years down the road when you reflect on this and your decision on this? Was this a good decision? And I know that not everything always works out perfectly in life. And so there are going to be things that we regret that we didn't assume that we would ever regret. And there's going to be bad decisions that we make. And we need to learn to be able to fail so that we can succeed later on, etc. Like, I'm not slamming any of that. But I would hope that they would, you know, consider those things, and perhaps we'll be in a situation in our society where, you know, like, I perceive piercings not identical to tattoos. I see people with piercings and I think, oh, they could get away with, you know, getting a job that a person with a tattoo couldn't. But perhaps in the future it'll be tattoos and piercings will be completely interchangeable and nobody will care about either. And maybe my opinion will have changed at that point and I also won't care about either. And so I can only assume that I would hope that they would make a good decision and, you know, not do something that they for sure will regret, but do, you know, like,
would you take them to the appointment?
Ooh.
I would probably, I think probably what I would do, and I imagine some people will disagree listening to this, but I think what I would do is probably do something like, this isn't a hard and fast rule, but like, let's say, I don't know how old you have to be when you get a tattoo, but let's say I just say, you know, before you're 18, you don't need to get one. And then after they're 18 or after they move out, they can kind of do whatever they want. That might be the attitude I take for it. But I don't know. I haven't thought about it too much.
That's what my dad did for piercings. I said I have my nose pierced. He still will look at me after seeing me for a while and be like, there's something on your face. Yeah. Great. Thanks, you're so funny.
Yeah.
But he was like, no, you don't need it before you're 18 and you don't need it at all. So he wouldn't take me to go get one or give his permission for one. But when I turned 18, I went and got it. And then the very like half serious, this shows my feelings, but not what I would actually do, threats of, I'll just rip it out of your face when you're sleeping or something like that. Like,
yeah.
Started where he was like, ugh, he just doesn't like them. But yeah, still loves me. So that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I will add that I don't know that I think I will make a conscious decision to and not to poke at your dad at all. But I think I would probably make a conscious decision to not, you know, harass my kid too much about that, if that was a decision that they made to do. You know, like, because it's one thing to, like, comment on it once or twice, and maybe even voice your pleasure or displeasure with it, but it's another thing to just, like, to be condescending towards, especially your own kid, right? And I'm not saying that that's what your dad does. I know your dad. And so I know that it's probably coming from a place of, like, you know what my feeling on piercings is, and I can tease you about it because you can take it and it's fun.
Yeah.
But I think I would probably make a point of not going out of my way to shut down, you know, something that was, honestly, again, like I said earlier, it's not life or death. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of like once they get a tattoo, like, they're stuck with it. It's kind of like if you have a kid that marries somebody, it's like they're stuck with that person now. So regardless of whether you like that person or not, like, they're now part of the family. And yeah. So, mm-hmm. you know, like, you're going to be seeing them, you know, on Christmas and all of that. And you're just going to have to deal with it. So, you know.
Now, there are laser tattoo removals, and there is also divorce. So I don't know where where that falls through in your logic there. But, like,
doesn't fall through at all.
Both are very expensive and painful.
Yes. And both are not the parents' decision.
Yeah. So. Oh, I understand. Okay. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if any of our listeners want to get a tattoo of the Housebound podcast logo, we're totally willing to lend you the photograph to get that tattooed on your body. We know that it's peak interest of our listeners.
You don't even have to pay us royalties.
No. We'll give you access to the photo for free. Don't worry about it. So if you want to get in touch with us to get that copy of the photo to bring it to your tattooed parlor, you can contact us on anchor.fm/housebound to get in touch with us there. You can send us voice messages. We're also on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, where you can chat with us a bit there, and we'll post some snippets of the episodes. But thanks for listening.
Tat to you later.
Oh, no.
Wait, let me try again. Tattoo you later.
No.
Look at his big smile. He just thinks he's great. He's so funny.
You can get any of the jokes I've told.
Oh, I know. Chris, you could get one of Tatooine.
Oh. That's a stretch.
Hey, but that's just as much of a stretch as yours. So.
Yeah, they were both bad.